of the day over to the gentleman that started us off with that incredible business briefing. I don't know if you guys took full advantage of the knowledge that we shared this morning, but I took 4 pages of notes of just incredible tie-down questions that Mr. Hoffman was asking. It's one thing to just watch the business briefing, but it's another thing when he says something that you'd have to be a complete fool to say no to it. And it's just so empowering. I sit there and think, man, if I use that line on a regular basis, I know my sales would go up another 10, 15, 20%. And it's just like one line after another, I'm like, oh, slow down, Mr. Hoffman. I'm still writing down the last sentence you said, and you're off to the next one and stuff. You guys, if someone of this caliber is here in our marketplace, I hope you're taking full advantage with a pen and a paper to get notes. Because it's been a long time since we had Mr. Hoffman here. How long's it been? 10 years? I don't know. Long time.
You just
If I knew you had your own plane, I wouldn't have bought you an airline ticket. You don't need an airline ticket to come out here. You got your own airplane. So it's our opportunity to, again, have pearls of wisdom showered on us by an icon, not just in this business, but in this industry. Give it up again for Mr. John Hoffman!
Thank you. Is it time? Where's the green beer, man? It's in your house. Right, who said that? All right. I'm kind of surprised I can move right now, man. I mean, it's just like us flatlanders come up and we start at 11,000 feet and get a little skiing in. It's just like, oh, Lord, man. It's just like, I feel like I'm getting old. I'm not, but I feel like it, you know. Well, I tell my Atlas story. You want me to start there? Okay. Shoot. Screwed up my whole program. No. I'll tell the Atlas story. And I like to hang out down here with you guys. Is that all right? All right. So I might have to jump up there for my little Perrier. Again, just a big thanks to your leadership. What a great group of leaders up here, huh? That's a good-looking group, guys. I honestly wish I could take some of you and throw you into one of these other deals, you know, one of these other programs for like 3 or 4 months. Y'all come running back here saying, Lord, forgive me for not listening, you know, forgive me for not edifying, recognizing the team and not doing the basics. It's just we're so blessed. So I'm going to come back to all that. But so my Atlas story. All right. And here real quick, guys, this is informal time. The biz op is more formal, fair, because we've got guests in the room, all right? Now it's just me and you. It's just family time. Is that cool? I want to talk to all of you like we're just sitting across at our kitchen table. You know, I want to talk with you the same way I talk with just the intimacy of my team. Does that make sense? I've got a saying, I'd rather have you respect me and be wealthy than love me and be poor. Some of you will get it in a minute, but can I have permission to coach, I guess, is what I'm asking. May I have your permission to coach? Should a coach be accountable to the team? Sure, absolutely, right? Should a team be accountable to the coach? Absolutely. If you're fat-catting it all summer and all you do is four-wheel with Dave, and you show up at fall two-a-days in football, and you're fat and overweight, do you think we're just going to pat you on the shoulder and say, oh, welcome back to the team, or do you think we're going to knock the crap out of you? You know what I'm saying? Does it make sense? I'm just kidding with Dave. I'm just, you know. He promised me. I said I'd come back more if you just take me four-wheeling. And he said he'd take me four-wheeling. So, anyhow. So if I step on your toes, it isn't personal. Does that make sense? You know, someday I hope you get a chance to meet my 3 girls and my wife, you know. And you'll see amazing, amazing leadership in, you know, the youth of my family. Because we teach principles. We teach values. We hold people accountable to the truth and the fundamentals that, that create success in all parts of life. Make sense? So I'm here to just kind of really just kind of lay it on the line. And I just want you to understand there's nothing I would ask you to do that I don't do on a daily basis. So I'm really going to just kind of reveal my heart as we get into principles of success. Does that make sense? And how top producers think. All right? So I set that up, and so here's the Atlas story. So when we moved from Castle Rock, Colorado to Knoxville about 12 years ago, I can live anywhere in the United States. And so, you know, quite a while back, 15 years ago, I sat down with my three girls and my wife and said, why are we hibernating for 5 months a year in Michigan? You know what I mean? Why? You know, and we sat there and go, we can live anywhere. Why don't we spend 2 years in the Rockies and then 2 years on the ocean, and we'll decide what it is we like as a family. So we're in Castle Rock, Colorado, and the three girls and I loved it. We loved the outdoors, and it was just a little too cold for my wife. So who wins out? The wife. I get the last words in my home every time, I guarantee it. Yes, ma'am. Right? Guys, don't look at me like I'm all jacked up. Guys, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right? So anyhow, so we looked at the Gulf Coast to in Florida to live on, and it was like an East Coast influence, very fast paced, so we didn't like that. So by mistake, God took us to East Tennessee. We heard from two different people that if you love the outdoors, if you love mountains and water, we didn't have water in Colorado. All right? We like mountains and water, that you ought to check out East Tennessee. And when we found East Tennessee, I tell you what, it's one of the most, I mean, God started in East Tennessee, then kind of moved this way. So y'all are second or third, but he started in East Tennessee with us. So anyhow, in the process of moving there, I contracted with Atlas Van Lines to move us out of Castle Rock, Colorado. So on a Friday afternoon, Atlas Van Lines had just finished, you know, unloading our property or unloading our furniture and property at the place we had. And my little five-year-old looks at me, Paige, and goes, Daddy, where's my bike? We're the kind of family that helps when people do things. We engage ourselves. We help with the stuff off the truck. Even though we've paid all this money for that, we help. You know, and I had just ordered pizzas for all the workers and the driver. I didn't have to do that. You understand? So it clicks in my mind. I'm like, well, where's the bike? Because 2 weeks earlier, it was her birthday. She got a birthday bike. And so I started to look at the manifest, and I realized our Oriental rugs are missing. Our brand-new gas grill is missing. And so I look at the driver, and I say, hey, look, you know, where's the rest of our stuff? And he's like, well, look, I got a small load going to Alabama. It's probably mixed up with some of that in the back. You know, let me take that to Alabama. Monday or Tuesday on my way back through, we got it. I'm like, cool. I'm a cool guy. I'm trusting, you know what I mean? I mean, if you look me in the eyes, I'm good with a handshake for the most part. And I just choose to never let that go, even though we get burned by losers in life. You know what I'm saying? So Monday comes by, Tuesday comes by, and Wednesday comes by, and no driver. You know, so we're on the phone with Atlas. And Atlas is like, well, let's see what we can do. I said, if you'll just give me this phone number to the driver, I'm pretty sure I can work this out. Oh, no, no, you can't talk to the driver. I'm like, what do you mean I can't talk to the driver? I spent a whole Friday talking to the driver. You know, and Atlas starts playing this game. And a year goes by, and they're still playing this game. A year and a half goes by, and I'm still fairly cool with the process. And I'm traveling one time. Atlas calls and speaks to my wife and basically says that her and I are liars and that there was really no property left. So there's when I start to blow the gasket. But I don't blow it big. I use my legal service plan, and under my first area of coverage, I have unlimited consultation. I pick up the phone, I call the law firm. I explain the situation to the law firm. The law firm says, John, we'll fire off a couple letters to the Atlas Corporation. Now, I only get one, but they said we're going to probably fire off a couple. They said, and the law firm says, but they probably won't respond. Makes sense, doesn't it? Why would a billion-dollar company respond to a punk like me? Right? Isn't that what they're talking about in the boardrooms in Atlas? We're all punks. Are we or are we not? How many people have been screwed before you and I by the moving companies because they don't have access? You with me? So anyhow, they don't respond. So I call the law firm back under my first area of coverage, and I say, okay, phone consultation, what are my rights? I explained the situation. The law firm in Nashville says, I live in Knoxville, 2 hours away. They said, look, we'll take the case. It'll be under the fifth area of coverage, your preferred member discount. And you definitely have a case, and we'll bring a lawsuit against them. You can either come to Nashville or we'll get your referral attorney. I said, I don't want to come to Nashville. Find me a referral attorney, but he or she better be a pit bull because I'm going to interview him. I said, fine. So they introduced me to a guy named Kevin Shepherd in Merrillville, Tennessee, 20 minutes out of Knoxville. He's the ex-DA. I'll never forget sitting across from him in his office. I explained the situation. Right now I got goosebumps just because of this amazing company. And I sat and I explained it. And he goes, John, here's what we'll do. We're going to sue Atlas and every agent that touched your property. I'm like, yeah, baby. Right on. And then I'm like, whoa, what's it going to cost me? His rate at the time was, I think, around $280 an hour. My charge was $167 an hour under Legal Shield. I said, let's go. I kind of had an idea how these things work because I come from a family of attorneys. And basically, I know Atlas doesn't want to go to court, right? So Atlas is going to see how strong we are and how long we can play it out. Make sense? So here's what happened. So we're playing this thing out, and the court date is coming up. We're 2 days from the court date. My attorney gets a call from Atlas. Atlas says to my attorney, we'd like to meet you and your client in mediation tomorrow to go over this. And my attorney says, well, let me talk to my client. Kevin calls me, explains the situation. I said, absolutely not. I want to see him in the courtroom. He said, no, it's going to cost you more money. I said, I don't care. I've got the money. It's a principle. I want to see him in the courtroom. And he and I argued for half an hour. He finally talked me out of it, and we went to mediation the next morning. I really wanted to see him in the courtroom. You know, and anyhow, in mediation the next morning, we spent an hour, and they come in and say, we'll pay you $5,000. I won't tell you what I said. Another half hour goes by, and they write me a check for $20,000.
Wow.
By the time it was said and done, I wrote a check to Kevin, my attorney, for $2,400. That's what my legal fees were, folks. Had I not had Legal Shield, it would have cost me $20,000 to $30,000 to play the hand. That's what it would have, right?
Yeah.
To retain a law firm, to sue a major corporation like that, I would have had to come out of pocket and retain an attorney for basically $20,000 to $30,000. Because of Legal Shield, I knew what my rights were going in under my fifth area of coverage, my preferred member discount. I knew what to look at, and Atlas stroked that check for $20,000. Every time I go by an Atlas Van Lines truck, I honk my horn, I wave at a man. I'm like, yeah, buddy, you know? So anyhow, pretty cool. That's my Atlas story, right? Thank you. A wealth-building principle, real quick, for every one of you, should be this. Put in your journal my story and share that story with others, okay? You put Chris's story, you put Dave's story until you start to develop your story. A lot of people in conferences see the recognition starting to happen and they go to the restroom. I don't understand it. A wealth-building principle that my wife and I learned 23 years ago is that we put in our journal, we put in the law enforcement background, we put in the court clerk's background, we put in the entrepreneur below the poverty line working in the restaurant's background. You see what I'm saying? Because I know that in my prospecting phase and my recruiting phase, which is something I live by daily, I'm always looking for opportunity. The sign on my business reads open 24/7. Does the sign on your business read open 24/7? See, a lot of you aren't answering me because I would be willing to say your sign isn't open. If I were to walk out to every one of your cars, would you have the tools necessary to market me a membership and introduce me to the opportunity? Okay? Some of you are yes. Others of you, it's a good check. And I'm not here to beat anybody up. I'm just saying refine in advance. The only things that's keeping you from the success that some of us are having are little things. It isn't a huge chasm. Just little things. And we want to help plan, do review. We want to help R&A refine in advance so we can get by the little things to start having to make sense. Okay. I was going to make a point on that, but it doesn't matter. Okay, you'll find me just kind of just like bouncing around, but it all comes together. Also, just one other thing, with certainly Dave and Chris's permission, when I start getting into the presentation and some things, don't worry about trying to capture all of it. I can direct you to the resources on a website that you can print off, the How to Market a Membership script. You can print off what I teach you on the help script, how we contact the site, some of that kind of stuff. So, if you would like, Okay? And I'm not here promoting our team site. I do not do that. You stayed locked and loaded with your team. I just can't carry everything with me, and I know how important it is, but you can access it, okay? So, anyhow, just for... I'll come to that. Boy, oh boy. Hey, who's running the show, me or you? Huh? This is my bat, my ball, my game up here. Y'all be quiet. www.shieldnation.com. And we'll talk more about it in a minute. Okay. So, anyhow, I heard this out in the hallways, and it upset me just a little bit. And I heard a couple of people talking about the redneck from Tennessee. You know, I heard it, and I just got to level the field here a second. I mean, I felt it kind of hurt my heart a little bit. I come all this way to see you guys, and they're thinking that everybody in Tennessee is a redneck. And I'm like, wow, man. And I, you know, they didn't know I was listening, but I caught it. So real quick, his name was Bubba, and he was from Tennessee, and he needed a loan. So he walked into a bank in New York City and asked for the loan officer. He told the loan officer that he was going to Paris for an international redneck festival for 2 weeks and needed to borrow $5,000. And that he was not a depositor of the bank. So the bank officer told him the bank would need some form of security for the loan, so the redneck handed over the keys to his new Ferrari. The car was parked on the street in front of the bank. The redneck produced the title and everything checked out. The loan officer agreed to hold the car as collateral for the loan and apologized for having to charge 12% interest. So later, the bank's president and its officers all enjoyed a good laugh at the redneck from the South for using a $250,000 Ferrari as collateral for a $5,000 loan. An employee of the bank then drove the Ferrari into the bank's private underground garage and parked it. 2 weeks later, the redneck returned, repaid the $5,000 and the interest of $23.07. The loan officer said, "Sir, we are very happy to have had your business, and this transaction has worked out very nicely, but we are a bit puzzled. While you were away, we checked you out on Dun & Bradstreet and found that you were a distinguished alumni from the University of Tennessee, a highly sophisticated investor, a multimillionaire with real estate and financial interests all over the country, a platinum executive director in a company called Legal Shield, and your investments include a large number of wind turbines around Sweetwater, Texas. What puzzles us is why would you bother to borrow $5,000? And the good old boy replied, "Where else in New York can I park my car for 2 weeks for only $23.07? And expected to be here when I return. So keep an eye on those boys from the South. They may sound funny, but we're not stupid. All right? I got some more stuff here for you in a minute, Joe. All right. So let's just go ahead and lock and load for a few minutes and, you know, just kind of have a heart-to-heart on some things. If I lose you, stop me. Actually, I want to teach one other principle just real quick. Everybody stand up, if you would. Very nice. Everybody raise your right hand. Good deal. Raise your left hand. Very nice. Do a 360. Just turn around once. All right. Look at the person next to you and say, hold on, say, "I would like to borrow your pen." And the person say, "Absolutely not. No." Go ahead. All right. Okay, look at the person on the other side and say, "I'd like to borrow your pen," and then just tell them no. All right, everybody go ahead and sit down. All right, so for your notes, y'all are a goofy bunch, man. For your notes, please put down two words. Just ask. I ask you all to stand up, you did. Raise your right, raise your left, you did. Actually, I'm absolutely amazed right now that most of you are still living. You looked at the person next to you and asked for a pen. They said no, and you're still alive. Anybody freaking out right now? Anybody ready to run home and tell their husband or wife, "This thing doesn't work"? Leroy's leaving? Okay, well, that's fine. He'll go back to the mediocrities of life. And at the end of life, when the autobiography's written, Leroy will see he was a spectator in life and not a player in the game. That's okay, but that's Leroy's choice, right? Died broke, right? My point, folks, is kind of out of the gate. It's a wealth-building principle. Just ask. Chris came up to me and shook my hand and said, thanks. I'm like, thanks for what? Thanks for helping with the membership and the presentation. You know? And all I did is ask a few questions. They saw the benefits, but Chris still asked. And he got the sale. So I don't know what membership the gentleman or person bought, but that was probably around a $252, you know, commission. And joined the team. Oh, my God, fantastic. Give him a hand. I mean, hey. How about Paul? Paul came up to me. I couldn't talk to him. I was on the phone checking in with my daughters. But he said, thank you. And I wasn't sure what he was saying thank you about, but do we have a new member with Paul? All right. Did you ask afterwards? Why didn't we close him right there? Did he give any excuse? A little more research, a little more information. What did you say? All right. Okay. Here's my question to Paul. Here's what I would do. A lot of people just kind of go, I need to think about it. Or I don't have the money. I need a little more research. Wealth building principle. Well, I need to do a little more research. What type of research do you need to do, Paul? Always come back with a question. What type of research? Well, is this multi-level marketing? No, absolutely not. It's not. And you all get in a fight. Is this a pyramid? I'm not quite sure what you mean by pyramid. Can you tell me more? I ask another question. I dig. And usually within 30 seconds of digging, they stop because they're like, man, I sound like an idiot. I am so stupid. I don't even know what a pyramid is. Well, I don't have the money. Can you just help me to understand what you mean when you say you don't have the money? And I listen. And then they usually put something back out that allows me to come right back in with common sense and value. What do you need? What do you mean you need to research it? The gentleman that was just there showed you two 40-year-old companies. One was publicly traded. 1.4 million members. What kind of information are you looking for? See what I'm saying? Well, I need to, pretty much in a minute, they're like, well, I guess I really don't need more. Why not get the membership today, get that will started, and take the greatest gift home to your wife you could think of? Any reason you wouldn't get started right now? Just ask. See what I'm saying? I'm kind of letting you some insight into me. That's where I go with it. Well, I need to think about it. Great. What is it you need to think about, Mike?
I just need to do my research.
What type of research do you need to do?
I'd like to know more about the company.
Okay. And once you know more about the company, what are you looking for? I mean, Mr. Hughes did a great job up there with about 45 minutes, correct? And you did catch the part where both companies had 40-year track records, 80 years combined? Okay. Is there any reason you wouldn't get it right now?
No.
Great. Let's get started. let's get you protected now. Let's get that will started. Because if you decide it isn't for you, we take the hit, don't we?
Yeah.
Because it's month to month, right? So really, you got nothing to lose, right?
No.
Welcome to the family, brother. All right, man. See what I'm saying? Just put this in your notes. I'm not just hammering you guys with wealth-building principles. Put this in your notes. Operate from a position of strength. Where'd my friend Savante go? See, where is he? Right there? One of the things I'm going to have you doing by the end of the day, you look like a real gentle spirit, kind of a gentle soul. You know what I'm saying? You shared a little bit of your story. I think you said you fast start qualified, right? I fast start qualified. Real quiet, you know what I mean? Brother, stand up here and let it loose. You know what I mean? Position of strength. Posture that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? Which is all good. I'm not taking anything away from who you are, what you do. You know, people buy your music. They buy your posture. You know what I'm saying? It's my bat, my ball, my game. Operate from a position of strength. 23 years ago, my mentor called me. And I had a question for him. He's like, I don't have time for that question, John. He's making $300,000 a month, $10,000 a day. His name's Jeff Roberti. He's the guy who taught my wife and I the business. He's still with that company, National Safety Associates. They're still around. He's made $75 million with the company. That was mine and my wife's mentor. I had a question for him. He says, I don't have time for your question. He kind of ticked me off. He said, here's all I need to know, John. Who'd you talk to today? Who are you going to talk to tomorrow? And who do you need me to talk to? That's all the time he had for me. He didn't have time to hear about my girls, my wife, my marriage, my college basketball, nothing. Who'd you talk? You know, so he taught me, Savante. Am I saying your name right? Savante? Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Okay, he taught me, my man, to operate from a position of strength. I'll never forget it. Whether you're 2 minutes old or 2 years or 20 years old, operate from a position of strength in everything it is that you do. Okay? I don't mean that you become like a dictator. I mean, you know, you have a heart of sincerity. You have a heart to understand. My dad was an attorney. I never asked my dad for an opinion on Legal Shield. I never ask anybody for their opinion on my business. I do ask for help. I'll teach more of that in a minute. You with me? So just some little things as we're kind of bugging along. So who can I reach today? Making presentations, what is your perspective? All right? Legal Shield Associates market the premier identity theft legal and consulting solutions. What are we, folks? Why don't we all try that once? We are?
Solution specialists.
Okay. Really, that's what we are, aren't we? We're really solution specialists. We deliver solutions to huge, huge needs in the marketplace. Can I personalize this for a minute? I am extremely... Can I personalize it just in here? Okay. I am extremely upset with most of you. You want to know why? What do you say? No. Here, now, bear with me. And I hope this makes sense. 23 years ago when I met my wife, okay, at 19 years of age, she built the largest chain of tanning salons in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Against the advice of family, attorneys, and bankers, she moved from Illinois at 19 years of age, went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and started her first tanning salon. Built it into the largest chain of tanning salons in Michigan. Her first salon was her showcase salon. She negotiated a great deal at one of those little commercial areas, okay, and started with like 10 tanning beds. So a guy walks in there one day, and his name's John Slagboom. Fortunately, I didn't know my wife at this time because I'd probably be in prison. This guy walks in and says, "Hi, my name's John Slagboom. You're Darcy." Kind of weird here, but, you know, okay. And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, hey, I'm your new landlord." And she's like, "Oh, well, what happened to the other guy?" "Well, we bought the property from him." And he says, "We need to change your contract. You negotiated a sweetheart deal, and we're not going to have it." She's like, "But I got 4 years left on the contract." He says, "Not with me, you don't." She goes, "Well, yeah, I do." He goes, "So basically I can see you're not going to change it." She said, "Absolutely, I'm not changing it." 19 years old. This little punk guy, daddy had just passed away and he inherited daddy's money. He had nothing better to do but basically be a prick in life. Sorry for shooting you straight. Okay? We're family, so it's just, you know, it is what it is. And he... One day, 3 or 4 days later, comes back and disconnects all the air conditioning units on her unit. Now, if you have 10 tanning beds in there, you can just imagine. A client walks in, 106 degrees, they walk out. "I'm tanning today." Then he does a few other things. So he ends up forcing my wife to shut down and restart over. So the reason I'm upset with every one of you is because you walked by my wife 23 years ago and you did not market her a Legal Shield plan. You said I could personalize it, right? Are you with me? Now, you might be thinking, "Well, John, well, I didn't live in Grand Rapids. I didn't know your wife." No, you didn't know my wife, but every one of you, George, right now, right? Every one of you in Salt Lake City, Utah, are walking by people who are being aggressively abused by people and by the system because you haven't told them about Legal Shield. You have a product that not only makes a difference in people's lives, but it gives them back their life. And you are walking by people every day that not only want your service, but want to know about your opportunity. Because somebody walked by us and walked by my wife 23 years ago, we have been ripped off to the tunes of tens of thousands of dollars because we didn't have access. Make sense? So I wanted to personalize a little bit. Now, obviously, all you guys haven't walked by my wife. And let me just go to the positive side of this. I really want to edify and recognize every one of you because it's a beautiful Saturday and a beautiful city, and y'all are here. So as I personalize that, I'm really personalizing it for you, hoping that you'll personalize it for your team. Make sense? The opportunity that we have is 24/7. And as we leave here today, if you'll put your recruiting eyes on, and when I talk about recruiting, you're going to see how I go about that, you will have an opportunity to complement your warm market with people you meet on the street and the idea of cold market. Does it make sense? So really, I want you to look in the mirror sometime today and just say, is the sign on my business open 24/7? If we raise our knowledge, we raise awareness. Where our energy goes is where, or where our awareness goes is where our energy will go. Does that make sense? So you know, don't walk by someone without at least prospecting into this amazing membership. Is that cool? Because I tell you what, there's a lot of folks that y'all know. And don't prejudge it. You know, fat, skinny, black, white, young, old, rich, poor, they all need this membership. All right? We are solution specialists. Okay, what's our mission, folks? Have everyone in North America waking up worry-free every day, now and forever. You got to have some type of mission in life, right? So you heard me earlier. I don't know. I mean, how many people are part of this opportunity? Okay. How many people have removed the opportunity and turned it into a responsibility? See, big difference, folks. Opportunities here, responsibilities here. I carry this as an amazing... When you look at our success today, it has to do with my passion. I'm a raving fan. I'm sold out. I look at this, and I don't know if I shared it yet, Dave. Just stop me if I did. I talked about it last night. I am recruiting every one of you into a movement, a cause, no different than the civil rights movement. I've got an African-American man sitting right back there, okay? And I did this up in Phoenix, and we had, you know, maybe 30 or 40 African-Americans in the room. A young lady right here, one of our leaders in this marketplace. You know, and they could sit there and they could think, I don't know, John, you know, the civil rights movement, pretty powerful stuff. And it absolutely was. What a moment. What a moment. I parallel it with this. Just like women's suffrage, I parallel it with Legal Shield. Why? Because we're righting an injustice. If this is the most litigious society in the world, we've got the only answer to the working middle class. Where's our court reporter? Young lady, what's your name? Deanne? Okay. As a court reporter, is it true or not that you saw individuals in that courtroom that had access and that didn't have access? And how did it work out for those that didn't have access?
Not very well.
Not very well, which typically can mean prison or jail or a life of detriment from here on out, because they didn't have access. We live in a country of laws. We have a society of rights. But how many people would agree that if you don't have access to them, you don't have them, because you can't represent them? Make sense? So that's the parallel that I put on it, guys. I believe what we're doing is a cause and a movement. We created the legal services industry. You and I in Legal Shield, we created the industry. Has anybody in the room ever been able to say that in anything they've done before? No. Right now, we are pioneering an absolute industry. Legal services and identity theft. Much like the early pioneers did with life, auto, and health. For your notes, this is critical. The only way to be successful in it is to take action. In other words, write this down. If every one of you is CEOs of your company, if you don't discipline yourself here, someone will discipline you in theirs. Follow me. If you don't discipline yourself in Legal Shield, you will be out working for someone else where they will absolutely discipline you in their program. Are you going to build your dreams or are you going to build someone else's? The mystery of the mind, I don't understand, is why will people work harder for someone else than they will themselves? You won't apply the principles in your Legal Shield business, but as soon as you go over here for $40,000 a year, you'll show up at 8, you'll leave at 5, you'll turn in your tracking forms, you'll be accountable to the numbers, you'll persist, you know. You'll actually come in on Saturdays because your boss asked you to, all for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a stinking year, when you can do that here in a month. Interesting, isn't it? I don't understand it. You know, as we were talking, I'm not going to take the class. But I just know here that if I'll stick to the basics and the principles that the leadership teaches, not go by what I see, but live in the unseen, eventually I will come across a Chris Hughes. I don't know how many people I got to see to find someone like a Mr. Hughes. All I know is my sponsor taught me this. I can control three things in my day. Okay, you ready? I can control the hours I work. I can control my activity, and I can control my attitude. So far, so good. Yes? Okay, watch. I can control my hours, my activity, and my attitude. That's all I can control. I can't control whether Dave Hall says yes or no when I introduce the membership. I can't control yeses or nos. But I can control my hours, my activity, and my attitude. And it's just a numbers game. There's safety in numbers, and it's a law of averages. And I'm going to come back to all that in a minute. Make sense? You can control your hours, you can control your activity, and you can control your attitude. When Mr. Hall says, nope, John, not interested, I'm like, okay. Presentation, nope, John, not interested. I shake their hand, thanks for the time, man, and I got a great attitude. I'm like, yeah, baby, because I know. These couple of no's are moving me toward, you see it? Let's go to work. No, yes. There's safety in numbers. It's a law of averages. And eventually I'm going to get to the yes. And guess what? Repeat it over time. The simple daily method of operation is going to make me better. What I lack in skill, I make up in numbers. What I make up in numbers, I now gain in skill. Make sense? My two daughters are with me. My daughter brings her friend Josh. He told us he had skied before. I'm like, okay. He's an all-state linebacker in football, great kid. So we're up at Snowbird. And I'm watching him. He's getting his skis on. I'm watching him get off the lift. And I'm like, dude, you told me you skied. Well, it was a while ago. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and we start the whole skiing process. You know, this dude is taking half of the Snowbird mountain range home with him. I've never seen so many yard sales in my life with ski equipment stuff all plastered over the side of the hill. After my daughter is just laughing. I go, you better quit laughing at him. And she's just a goofball. She's just like, well, he said he could ski. He was talking smack. Look at him now. And he's just plastered all over the side of the hill. So I sat down with him and I just said, look, hang in. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. I said, look, let's just give it a little bit of hour. Let's just focus on some of the basics. And, you know, if you'll just understand that you can't go from beginning to advanced. He's a little adrenaline junkie. You know, he likes the speed. I said, if you just take a little bit more control of the mountain, and here we got a ski instructor in here. I'm certainly not an instructor, but I could do some little things, you know. Then I said, I think we're going to be able to move through this. But my point being is the more he wiped out, the more he learned. Right? The more he learned, the little better he got. So by about noon that day, you know, we had actually hit some pretty decent steep blues, did a couple of blacks without the moguls, and he was with us. But you have to be willing to fail in order to succeed. So many people look at their failures as if they're a failure. Successful people don't do that. Successful people know that the only way to get to platinum, the only way to get to any success in life, whether it's marriage, raising children, investing, athletics, or business, you have to fail here in order to go here. So folks, look at all of your opportunities as you're experiencing what business throws your way. The failures is just being that much closer to the success ultimately every one of you will have. Because every one of you were gifted to be prosperous. Every one of you were gifted for success. Every one of you were gifted for prosperity. It's only when you come into this fallen world that things get all jacked up. So you can either believe God's truth as we combat the world's lie, or you can believe the world's lie. Your call. I just suggest we stay with God's truth. Fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. What do? We present to people the number one value proposition in direct sales. We talked about it last night at the dinner. When you've got a company by the name of MidOcean stroking a check for $650 million, if this doesn't get you excited, if this doesn't get you motivated, I don't know what will, folks. I didn't need MidOcean to call this one of the greatest value propositions. I already knew it. But this company that wrote a check for $650 million and bought LegalShield basically has edified everything that you and I stand for. You don't write a check for $650 million if the upside isn't ridiculously strong. There's no doubt in my mind, no doubt in my mind that someday this will be a standard household service. Someday. Just like life, auto, and health insurance. Someday, LegalShield will be a standard household service. And the fact that you and I get to pioneer it is just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I tell you what, the sickest feeling you'll ever have is to have been here today and 3 years from now have quit. And watch where all of us are standing. I promise you'll be the sickest feeling to know that you were in the game and quit. Okay? So, what do, guys? You and I connect Kroll, LegalShield, Go Small Biz to the world. We're the connectors. We're the connectors. The corporate office is not the connectors. MidOcean is not the connectors. Alan Fernley's branding and marketing campaign is not the connectors. You and I are the connectors. And that's one of the greatest things that I love about this, is that we get to do it. What do? In LegalShield, this is all I teach. If I sponsor Mike in the business, Mike, I'm going to teach you three things. That's it. I'm going to teach you how to book presentations, to make presentations, and coach people to do the same. That's it. Our learning curve, ladies and gentlemen, is this in LegalShield. Your learning curve in any other opportunity out there is this. Last night, Chris, I was sharing a story that when I first got introduced to the industry, it was a company called National Safety Associates 23 years ago. Remember, folks, how I told you how sick and tired I was, and for things to change, I had to change, for things to get better, I had to get better? You remember what my story was? I was bartending at night, and what was I doing in the morning? Framing houses for how much? $7 an hour. So when my wife and I got introduced to the direct selling industry with a company called NSA or National Safety Associates, it was $5,000 to get in. Not $149. $5,000. I didn't have $5,000. But my sponsor said, look, people are going to do what you do. Where there's a will, there's a way. Figure it out. They didn't give me all this sweet talk crap. They said, figure it out. So my wife and I put it on a credit card. It's called OPM, other people's money. It's 28 days before you get a bill, another 30 days before they charge you interest. So I had, basically, I had about 60 days to move $5,000 in product. So I came in at $5,000. Okay, just one more quick story to this. We had to do $5,000 of new business every month to qualify for our check. Yeah. Okay. So, what's it cost to get an Amway? I think about $490 to sign up. You get your distributor pack. But how does everybody in Amway get you started? With inventory. $2,500 to $3,500 in inventory is how you start your Amway business. Well, what about Nu Skin? Isn't that like an MLM giant here in Utah? What's it cost to get in Nu Skin? A bunch, right, Sally? And you inventory. Well, what about Mary Kay? Boy, she's an amazing lady. She sure is. Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, founders of the Amway Corporation. I encourage every one of you to read Compassion and Capitalism. Amazing book. Amazing book. Rich DeVos wrote it. And it speaks to free enterprise and it speaks to you and I. Free enterprise is the backbone of the American dream. And you and I have something in common, and that's free enterprise with Legal Shield. Okay? So, Mary Kay, what's it cost to get in? Typically $2,500 to $3,000. You can get in for $200 or $300 on a distributor app, but nobody's going to work with you because you have no inventory. What about these Me Too companies, these soaps, these lotions, these skincare deals? You know, what a joke. If that's your call, that's fine. You know, but it's a Me Too. You know what I mean? And you've got to inventory it up. You're learning. Okay, let's do this one. Prime America. All right, what's the learning curve in Prime America? Everybody put their arms out, and we'll go from me all the way down to George. That's about how big it is. You got to get securities licenses, right? Then you finally recruit somebody. You got to teach them how to do this. Guys, I wish I could just pull you all out of this for just a couple of months, because you'd come back in here going, I get it. I get it. 15 years ago, with my extensive background in building business in 7 countries, when I looked at the company, I realized in Legal Shield only one thing had to happen. One thing. If I could learn how to market a membership, I could recruit the world. Right? Now, some of you aren't with me yet, so let me try this. When you market a membership, what's the first thing that happens? Yes, sir. Huh? Your belief level goes up? Okay. When you market a membership, what's one of the first things that happen?
Make money.
Leroy, you make money. Anybody else? What did you say back here? Make a commission. Protect the family. Were you with us last night? You stinker. A little smart Alex in here that was with us last night. Okay, a lot of people say, George, when you market a membership, you make money, right? And is that true? Does your belief go up? Is it true? Yes, all those things are true. Let me give you the insights of top producers, and let me give you insights of how successful people think. When I market a membership, I protect a family. I never think about the money. 15 years ago, I didn't even understand a comp plan. It didn't matter to me. Delivering value to the North American marketplace meant everything, because if I was about the right thing on the front end, the money would come on the back end. Does it make sense? How many people did you talk to and said, just show me the money? Just show me the money. Well, don't you want to hear about the product? Show me the money. But let me tell you about the product. Show me the money! And when they come for the money, they do what? They leave for the money. When people want to just talk about money with me and this opportunity, I'm like, nah. If you want to hear about the membership and what we do for families, I'll get you to the big money. But if you don't have an interest in that, then, you know, dude, go run drugs. Hell, I don't care. You know what I mean? Just go sell cocaine. Who cares? Make sense? So watch. When I market a membership, I've protected a family. Three things. I give peace of mind, protection and security, and the ability for Mike to save his family time and money. Right? That's what we do. What's the next thing that happens? We get paid. I'm a capitalist. I want to get paid. Anybody ever run a nonprofit not by choice? It's no fun. So we get paid. What's the next thing that can happen? Number three? Huh? Referrals. Now that Mike understands the value, he's purchased the membership, I'm like, hey, Mike, can you think of 5 people you know who'd like to have a comprehensive will? Can you think of 5 people you know who'd like to know their teenage drivers are protected? Can you think of 5 people you know who wouldn't want to be a victim of identity theft? Zip it?
Absolutely.
Great. Here's our little referral sheet. I'll show it to you in a minute. Let me go ahead and write a few of those names down, okay? All right. I just want to make sure we're real clear, and I want to ask you a question. Is there anything that I've done right now that has been of high pressure or hard close? Great. Just so you know, on the referral side, I wouldn't do anything different than what I did with you this morning, and I'm just going to educate in 15 minutes what our service does. Fair enough? No high pressure, no hard close. I just want you to rest assured that your credibility is intact with your contacts. Cool? Okay, great. I've protected a family. I've got paid a commission. I've now got referrals. You cannot run out of your warm market, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely impossible. I moved from Michigan to Castle Rock, Colorado, didn't know a soul, built the largest organization in Legal Shield in Colorado. I went from Colorado after 2 years to Knoxville, Tennessee, and have since built one of the largest organizations in Tennessee after staying quiet for what I did for 8 years. I didn't tell anybody in Tennessee what I did because I've been working and busting it so hard, I wanted my market to basically just be my wife, myself, and my family. That didn't mean that I didn't continue traveling and working Legal Shield like a madman, and I didn't continue recruiting. It wasn't until our coach came to us for the soccer, he goes, look, I don't know what you guys do. You drive a black Escalade. You drive a black Mercedes. Every time we go to a soccer tournament, you fly yourself and your family in. What do you do? So I finally had to tell someone what we did. And once the cat was out, he came on board and we just started building in Tennessee. I tried to keep it quiet, but you can't. Okay? You can't run out of your warm market. All right? You're always adding to it. We protect the family. We get paid a commission. We get referrals. What's one more thing that could happen? Okay, see, I don't like your mindset. I'm not here to recruit Mike. See, a lot of you are too one-on-one. You're sitting here thinking, I'm going to recruit him now. I'm going to recruit him. What happens when you start recruiting somebody? Well, you do build a team. Come here, Mike. Come up here real quick. Let me show you something. Stand face to face. What are you laughing at, man? Okay, put your hands up here. Okay, grab my hands. Do it this way. The more I pull you, in order to keep your balance, the more I pull you toward me, the more you have to do what?
I have to pull back.
You have to pull back or pull away. So the more I'm coming at you, the more you're going away, right? Okay, now watch this. Put your hands on mine. The more I push you away, in order to keep your balance, you have to come where?
I have to come toward you.
You have to come toward me. Go and sit down. The more I push it away from people, the more they come at me. So many people are so focused on, hey, Mark, man, how you guys doing? I don't know if you guys heard, I just came on board this legal thing. You all, we can make some serious money together. Y'all want to get rich?
Yeah?
Yeah, really? Can I get you and your wife to sit down for about 45 minutes? I want to tell you about this business opportunity. Well, no. I mean, but you're law enforcement. You guys don't make any money, do you? And the people are shooting at you. Right? We can make some money, dude.
Okay.
This legal thing's unbelievable. What you want to get rich?
Yeah.
You guys think I'm crazy. I can pull a bunch of your organization out right now. Members of your team, that's the conversation that's happening. He's about to arrest me. Right? So watch. Just watch real quick. I want to show you my approach. I'm going to come in more detail in a minute. It's called the help script. Mike, I've protected a family. I've got paid a commission. I've already got referrals. So Mike, as we wrap this thing up, you can probably start to see why we've got such huge momentum in the marketplace. The response to our product is exactly what happened here. People want it. People need it. People can afford it, and they love the peace of mind it brings. I need your help. People in real estate, your background's real estate. Okay. People in real estate have proven real successful in what we do. It's probably not for you, but who do you know that's dissatisfied? Who do you know that's maybe interested in a career in a solid six figures? I'm responsible for expanding in Salt Lake City, and I need your help. Could you help me out? Can you think of anybody who might be looking to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month part-time?
Yeah, me.
You? Oh, my gosh, we'd have so much fun working together. I'd love to work with you. I tell you what. Let me show you how our comp plan works, okay? See what happens? The good Lord did not give me the ability to judge or prejudge who will or who won't do the business. For 23 years, I've used the help script. When I go at people with the help script, they typically are very open and no barriers come into play to review and look at what we're doing. If he feels I'm coming at him one-on-one, typically, the barrier goes up because most of people in life are inundated with BS opportunities. And for the most part, that's what they're thinking. Another BS opportunity is going to come my way. He's already thinking about how he says no to John before he ever hears a word about what we're doing. So I need your help. I'm responsible for the company's expansion in Salt Lake City. We've experienced phenomenal growth. Realtors have proven very successful in what we do. It's probably not for you, but who do you know that's dissatisfied? Who do you know that might be interested in a career in a solid six figures? Who do you know that might like to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month part-time? Ski instructors have proven real successful in our business. It's probably not for you, but who do you know that's dissatisfied? Who do you know that might be interested in a career in earning six figures? Well, court reporters have proven real successful business. It's probably not for you, but who, you see what I'm saying? Have court reporters proven successful in our business? Have ski instructors proven successful in our business? Have realtors proven successful? Have people below the poverty line proven to be successful? So I'm not lying, am I? Anywhere that I go, realtors have proven to be successful. It's probably not for you. Push away, push away, push away. In their mind, they're going, look, dude, I'll tell you when it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Don't you say it's not for me. I'll let you know when it's not for me. It's kind of the mindset. Now, I don't argue with some of the stuff that Dave does. I mean, my approach in a local market is if Dave and I four-wheel together and we know each other, my approach could be, hey, Dave, John, hey, listen, I'm glad I got a hold of you. Business related. Okay, tell me about the family later. I've got something important I would like to show you. Take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. Can I buy you a cup of coffee at Starbucks in the morning? Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. Dude, you need a coffee. Your kidneys are going. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, the biggest Mountain Dew you had last night. That's pretty good. Cool? All right. Question? Are we good to go? Yes or yes? I want to make sure I'm not seeing deer in the headlights right now. Are you following my psychology just a little bit? Okay. All right. So for 23 years, I've always operated with what I call the help script. And it just works really well. And that's what I've taught our organization with the help script. And we have an awfully large organization. So remember what I said earlier? I won't ask you to do something I don't do. I'm teaching you what my mentors have taught me, and this goes back to Jim Rohn, Larry Thompson, and the late Mark Hughes from Herbalife, back to Bill Bailey, which is just a icon in the industry, you know, to the teams that we've built today. So I'm going to teach Mike how we book presentations to make presentations, and all we do is coach people to do the same. Okay? So real quick, let me do this. Keep me on time and let me know when I have. Will you let me know when I have? What time I go to? Another 40 minutes. So I got to really roll here. Is there a manager in here who's been in the business maybe 3 or 4 years? Any managers in here? 3 or 4 years. Okay. Let me have you, sir. And I see your wheels broke, but can you come up here? What's your name?
Odie Lester.
Odie Lester? First name Odie? O.D. O.D.? Southerner? All right, brother. All right, man. Okay, here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you to look at this group right here, and I would like you to prospect them to meet you at Starbucks for a presentation. So you can just pick out one person, Boyd if you want, call them on the phone, and just kind of prospect them for me. Okay? And you got to do it loud, because if you would for me, please. Hey, wait a minute. No, wait. Come back. He's warm market. He's someone you know. Okay? He's someone you know. Warm market, because that's how we work. We work warm market. And just call him on the phone. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, Lord. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Doing well. I just had something happened to me. Looking at a real good opportunity as far as a business. Had someone to run it by me. So could I come over and just talk with you for a moment? Yes, sir.
How long does it take?
Well, once I get there, it shouldn't take very long. Can
okay.
I come over about 1 o'clock?
That'd be fine.
All right, sir. Thanks. I'll see you at 1.
Okay, would that have worked? And are you being nice, or would you have let him come?
If it's a convenient, I'd probably let him come, because I'm one of them. You don't grow up, you don't look.
Okay. Well, you got a decent attitude. Is that the majority of people's attitude? But I don't care about no. I don't care about yours. I'm talking about in general.
No.
Okay, the majority. How would the majority of people handle that call? Honestly, let's just be honest for a minute. We got to be honest. Out of how many people would have let Odie come over with that approach? Just Boyd and this gentleman over here? That's okay. Some of us probably would. Okay? If he's a good friend, but even if he's a good friend, you're probably going to start getting peppered a little bit with this, and this. But he started out first person with an opportunity. They ran it by me. I want to run it by you. I can promise you, 90% of the people in the North American market, the barrier and radar is already up. Okay? Fair enough? Give Odie a hand. Okay? Here's a gentleman with 3 years at the manager level, and I can tell you right now, we're going to fine-tune a few things so you can look in your rearview mirror at manager and never see it again. And the way he started out, can I be honest? I felt a little spraying and praying coming on. Because he had to think a little bit about how he was going to approach, well, this should roll off your sleeve just like making spaghetti. This should you should be able to just rock and roll because you do it so much. You control your activity, the hours you work, and your attitude. And I can tell you right now, he's not doing enough of it because it took too long to get to that. And I'm not picking on OD. That's probably 90% of the people in here. Okay? Can I see a director real quick? A director in the room? How long, Leroy?
I made director in December.
How long been in business, though?
Oh, I started marketing actively 24 months
ago. Okay, 2 years. Can I see a director a little bit longer in the business? How long, sir?
4 years.
Come on up here real quick, will you? Give the gentleman a hand. How are you? Scotty?
Yes.
All right. Get up, baby. Okay. Scotty, we're going to do this just kind of quick, okay? What I'd like you to do is you've got Mark here, okay? And you did a good job. You booked the presentation. Now we're going to make the presentation. And I just kind of want you to take just a couple of minutes and set the stage and sell him a membership, okay? You're just going to market him a membership. You're going to protect his family.
Okay.
Okay, he's excited. No, just do your thing, bro.
Okay.
You just sat down at Starbucks. You bought him a cup of coffee. Hey, give him a hand, you know. All right. Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Again, I want to be honest. I sense a little spraying and praying. Scotty, are your Performers Club qualified? Okay. How long? 3 months. And you've been a director. You've been a director for how long? Okay. You've been director too long. You should be an ED. I would still refine a little bit. Okay. I want to teach you a quick wealth building principle. This is critical. This is a 50-year-old principle. Write this down. Is it simple? Does it work? And can I do it? So when Scotty was up here, Scotty had a few good things going. I still sense a little bit of a jumping and spraying and praying. Okay? He's kind of moving around a little bit. Okay, we got to zero in. We got to have a more specific plan. What Scotty was doing, I think probably could have ended up in the next 15 minutes of marketing a membership. I think he probably would have been just fine in getting there. Here's the problem. Would Mark been able to have left Starbucks, and would Mark have been able to say, I can do what Scotty does? I don't think that would have been possible. You know what I mean? So you want to be able to understand this. No matter what's happening in the prospecting phase, and prospecting is everything, small business owner, group or employee benefits, selling a membership, recruiting an associate, there's three questions they are asking of you. They may never articulate it, but they want to know, is it simple? Does it work? And can I do it? If I can keep it simple enough, then it will duplicate. The power to wealth is duplication. The simpler it is, the more it duplicates. So, kind of watch again. We book presentations to make presentations, and we coach people to do the same. I'm going to show you more to this in just a second. Mark.
Yes.
It's good seeing you, man. Thanks for taking this time. And I want to get straight to the point. I mentioned we have something important I wanted to show you. I needed your help with expanding our business here. First, I want to show you how we protect families in North America and what this can mean to you and your wife. People ask me quite often, what do we do? I state what we do. I state what we do. People ask me quite often, what do we do? And I go through it. We take a family like yours, just like I did with Paul. Paul, we take a family like yours, put you under the protection of 2,500 attorneys in the United States. Our purpose is twofold, legal protection, legal consultation every year of your life. Now, how many people would agree that questions are a window to a person's soul? Good job on your questions, okay? And good job on bringing a couple stories into it. Let's teach kindergarten. One thing I want to teach every one of you is we know our product. The customer doesn't. Slow down, teach kindergarten, pronunciate and communicate so they understand. In your notes, you might want to put, sometimes people hear the words but don't understand the meaning. Guys, you want an amazing principle for marriage? All right, that's a resounding yes. Thank you. I'm so excited. Jeez. Guys, okay, listen to understand. Don't listen to respond. Women, same, same. Fair enough. I don't know about you, but the first few years of my marriage were kind of rocky. Because I was to fix it. My wife would go for 30 seconds, bam, I'd interrupt, and I got you handled, honey. We got it. She just wanted to be heard. As we mature, high five, baby. All right. You listen closely, young man. This pays big dividends in life. So you ready? So once I finally matured as a man and as a husband and as a father, no matter where my wife was, no matter what she was talking about, whether I agreed or disagreed, I listened to understand so I could then properly do my best to respond. She might come in all jacked up on something, and if I didn't listen to understand, I would never understand the root of it, and I would go by what my eyes saw, and then I'd be all jacked up. I'd start mirroring her jacked upness. You know what I mean? How's that work, guys? That's why it's called a couch. Okay. All right. So, in business, with us, when you ask questions, it's a window to a person's soul. And the more questions I ask, the more I can wrap this solution around the people I'm talking to. Cool? So, would you agree we make a lot of important decisions every year, personally, professionally, and financially?
Sure.
Great. So let me ask you this first question, Mark. If you could pick up the phone and call the top-rated attorneys in Utah, and your focus is just to find out what your rights are, and you weren't to receive a bill for it, would that benefit you?
Yeah.
Great. Under our first question, Now benefit. I ask a question. Under our first area of coverage, what we offer is unlimited phone consultation on an unlimited number of issues for life membership. Let me give you an example. No matter what's going on in your family, no matter what question you have, you can call your law firm Monday through Friday during normal business hours, and you can talk with your attorney unlimited in scope for life membership. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
One question, one benefit. Let me ask you another question. And I did it with what I did with Paul right there. Have you ever signed a contract or document? Good question. Stay there for a minute. Have you ever been treated unfairly? Bring your story into how you were treated unfairly. I want them to understand the trivial side. Most people are thinking law firm and they're thinking big issues, not us. Think about everyday life stuff. Trivial. That's where peace of mind comes in, right? Now, watch. I ask four questions. I get four benefits. And I had to cut you off, Scotty, because we just don't have time, but I don't know if you were going to go there or not. I find that most people don't go to the trial close. Four questions, four benefits. I then say, as I did to Paul, Mark, if I were to wrap it up right now, just tell me how you'd respond. Number one, unlimited phone consultation, unlimited number of issues, life and membership, phone calls and letters on your behalf, treat unfairly, contracts and documents, read a comprehensive will. Would $1.19 a day be too much to spend to put your family under this protection? That's $35.95 a month. I promise you, if you want to have so much fun in this business, go through those first four questions, introduce a trial close, and watch them say, no. Shake their hand, say, welcome to the Legal Shield family. Here's where the fun starts, big guy. I've only covered 20% of the plan. Get your membership app out, start taking out some of the information and say, for that same $1.19 a day, it's not only an umbrella plan for your entire family with protection all across the United States, but we also have motor vehicle or moving traffic violations. So in law enforcement, you can respect this. You might get mad at me, but we represent all them people you're pulling over.
Huh?
Yeah, that's cool. Cool, right? So anyhow, and then boom, 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 boom. And then in the identity theft, it's just like value. If you ask questions and give a benefit, what are they going to say when you do the trial close? Would $1.19 a day? I need to think about it, John. I'm like, Mark, help me out here. Just 3 minutes ago, you said you wanted the same privilege the wealthy have. Just 2 minutes ago, you said you've been treated unfairly. So for $1.19 a day, why don't we remedy that right now? What is there to think about? I'm confused.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, let's get it protected.
Okay.
You don't have your will done, right?
No.
Well, let's get that done.
Okay.
All right. Welcome. See what I'm saying? You guys with me? We cool? That just so I ask questions, I give benefits, trial close, go through the rest of the plan, protect the family, get paid a commission, go to referrals, right? So in the process of all of this, the reason I keep it short and sweet with the four questions and the four benefits and the trial close is it takes about 5, 6, 7 minutes to do it. By the time I'm done, Mark's going to go, dude, I can do that. All of you can have those four questions down by the time you get back to your home this afternoon, can't you? Everybody repeat after me. Have you ever been treated unfairly? Well, there's one of them. You give a benefit, right? Number two, have you ever signed a contract or document? There's number two. When was the last time you updated your will? When my daughter came home playing college soccer, she goes, Dad, I need to get a job. I go, oh, that's weird. You've never had to get a job before. She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, I love fashion design, and you know, and I just want to make some extra money. I'm like, that's fine. I go, honey, what do you think you can make in fashion design? You know, in retail. She goes, I don't know. I said, well, I'll tell you in a minute. I go, why don't you wait tables? You could be a waitress. What do you think you make being a waitress? She goes, I don't know. I said, you know, I go, why don't you just sell Legal Shield? Why don't you just sell 30 memberships this summer part time? Put $3,000 in the bank. You think you can put $3,000 in the bank with retail? No. You think you put $3,000 in the bank as a waitress? No. Not in the summer you can't. Not needing to meet with your personal trainer and not wanting to enjoy what summer has to offer as a college kid. I said, but part-time, give me about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day and go sell 2 to 3 memberships every 3 days, a membership a day, while you're home this summer. I'll pay you $100 and I'll keep the other 152. I didn't show her the comp plan, you know. I mean, you got to get paid for your teaching, dude. He's like, yeah. Anyhow, bingo, she's out and she sells 30 memberships. You go, who am I going to talk to, Dad? I go, you're going to talk to everybody in your school, your coaches, your teachers, and you're going to talk to every one of your friend's parents. She believes in the Legal Shield product. I go, don't you think every one of your friend's parents would like to know and have the same peace of mind your mom and dad have? She goes, absolutely. Bingo. 30 memberships. Bam, bam, bam. She enjoyed summer, was still on the boat, was still doing all the things with her friends, and was just working a couple hours a day. Not even a day. You know, go out, make a presentation, come back. Presentation, come back. Presentation, come back. And what did I teach her? Just what I just did right there. Honey, here's all you got to do. Get used to these four questions, these four benefits, do a trial close, and go into the rest of the plan. Okay? All right. Are we good? Simplicity. Okay. Yeah. Well, my first question is, would you agree we make a lot of important decisions? Would those decisions be made or easier if we could pick up the phone? Number two, if you've ever been treated unfairly. Number three, contracts and documents. Number four, the script is on shieldnation.com. You can pull the script off on Shield Nation. Okay? $10,000 a month. We complicate this way too hard, folks. Okay? I believe, personally, if the company says, let's do five, I double everything. I've always been a bit of a rebel. And when the company says two a day, I personally double it to four. Okay? Why? Because we can. Make sense? See, here's a quick question. Let me paint it this way. How many people have 10 hours a week to do the business? Okay? Day 10 hours times 60 minutes is 600 minutes you've committed to your future in Legal Shield, right? How many people you can talk to a day? Well, two, John. Okay, where'd that come from? I don't know. The company put it out there. Two. That's what y'all do. Two. Two. 10, 4, 2, 2, 2. I'm like, okay, wow, that's fine. Well, let's just think this through. Two a day. How long is it going to take you to prospect two a day?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. So two times five would be 10 minutes. 10 minutes times 5 days is 50 minutes. Take 600 minutes minus 50 is 550 minutes. What are you doing with your other 550 minutes?
Posting ads on Facebook.
Posting ads, messing around, and exactly. Listen to Chris. Okay, let's go. Okay, let's commit to Chris every week for 2 hours, 120 minutes. 550 minus spending time with Mr. Hughes, which is a good investment. 550 minus 120 is 330. Am I right? About 330. So what are you doing with your other three? Huh? Huh? 550 minus 120 is 430?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, who cares? I'm just like, I'm with you, Damon. Good job. See, here's what's great. You'll go, man, if Hoffman can do it, think, George, what we can do, right? It's just like, that dude don't even know math. And he flies a plane? Wow. Okay. So we got 430. So my question is what are we doing with our other 430? Folks, what I'm trying to share with you is if you keep the main thing, here's what my multi-million dollar mentor taught me. John, see the people and tell the story. There's nothing else involved. So, all I knew is if I would market 10 memberships a month and coach five others to do the same, not only would I be an executive director, but I could make $10,000 a month. So why do we want to make it difficult? Okay, you sell 10, you recruit five and teach them how to sell 10. You can see the numbers there. Well, John, what if they go associate or manager? So what? That's the idea, is to help your team advance. But you keep the main thing. And when you start to develop your team, do you stop protecting families? Come on, people. No. Just because you arrived at executive director, you continue to market 10 a month. Speed of the leader, speed of the pack. If you want your team to run, then you be running. 12 years ago, I could have retired in Legal Shield. Few people in this room have the kind of travel schedule I've had since basically September. And I'm not knocking anything. I'm just saying I'm running right now so hard because the opportunity is like I've never seen before. And I personally just don't want to miss it. Well, John, you're out here working. No, I'm not. This is not work. This is hanging out with some of the greatest people in the world who are like-minded with an amazing opportunity, free enterprise, personal development, and what we all become in the process by helping others. This is not work, folks. I love what I do. Well, John, I have to do a presentation. Poor mindset. What is Mr. Hughes's mindset? What is Mr. Hall's mindset? They don't leave the home. Chris doesn't say to Sky, I have to do a presentation. He says to Sky, I get to do a presentation. I get to do a presentation. Super Bowl weekend. The Super Bowl's on. Where am I? I'm on my team conference call. Oh, I have to do the conference call. The Super Bowl's going on. Are you kidding me? I get to do the conference call because I'm building dreams. I'm building my dream. I'm helping the team build their dream. We're not watching the stupid Super Bowl. We'll get back to the Super Bowl for the second half after we do our call. Make sense? So, big difference. But you kind of see how that works right there? So when you break a manager, you continue to add in a new junior associate. You break a director, add in a new junior associate. Well, John, I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't have five. See more people. The thing that separates me from a lot of you is I've just gotten a heck of a lot more no's. Safety in numbers and a law of averages. How many times did Josh fall yesterday on the ski slope? I don't know. I don't care. He probably does, but I don't. My point being, for two identical people, beginners as skiers, Josh maybe fell 10 times before he started to dial it in, but Dave might only have to fall 6 times. I don't know the numbers, and neither do you until you go through them. Chris and I, we're in high school together, okay? We're playing baseball together. I don't know Chris's story. He doesn't know mine, but we're teammates. Chris is a 300 hitter, and I'm a 220 hitter, okay? But I find out that Chris was in the batter's box a lot more as a younger kid than me. He was simply swinging at more pitches more often than I was, and that's why he was a 300 hitter and I wasn't. What was keeping me from the 300 hitter? Swinging at more pitches. The more I swing, the more I miss. The more I miss, the sooner I hit. The law of averages applies to everything in life, not just Legal Shield. Cool? If you'll see the people and tell the story, what you lack in numbers, or what you lack in skill, you make up in numbers. What you make up in numbers, you slowly gain in skill. If you have to see 10 people to sell one membership, your ratio is 10 to 1. Mark may only need to see 8. It doesn't matter. Eventually, okay, let me ask you this. If you only have to see 1 in 5 to market a membership, and I have to see 1 in 10, can I ever beat him? How? More people. But eventually, guess what? I become a 1 in 5er. Make sense? So quit going by the people who said no and start going to the people who want the KNOW. Don't worry about who you haven't sold. Worry about who you haven't told. Don't worry about who you haven't sold. Worry about who you haven't told. And I can promise you this. People aren't saying NO. They're saying I don't KNOW. Why do we make presentations? Not because we have to, but because we... get to. Fair enough. Okay, more presentations. So what I'm trying to share with you is I am an all-out massive recruiter. I do recruit. I recruit through first marketing the membership. I believe in the whole arsenal of tools that I have available to me. My greatest tool is the membership. Cool? I believe that, and it has proven to me over 23 years, that my top business builders have been satisfied customers first. My top business builders have been satisfied customers first. Okay, I got to do this real quick, just so you know. I wrote these stories down, and just so this is a little bit more relatable. Remember how I said there's safety in numbers and a law of averages? Okay, I don't know how many people Mr. Hughes had to see before he broke his first executive director. I don't know. Okay? I'll just share a story that hopefully you can relate to. I ran an ad one time, and it was in the Grand Rapids Press. This guy in Holland, Michigan named Gary Teal answered the ad. And he came in for an interview. We sat down. This was 23 years ago. We didn't have internet. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have... all we had were $15 VHS videos. That was the only tool I had. He answered the ad. He came down. I did a 38-minute presentation, basically 40-minute presentation. His background was a musician and bartender. He came on board. He invested $5,000. Okay. I went through exactly how we get started. I did the game plan interview after I treasure hunted. We already knew his why. He put together a list. We prioritized that list. He made a copy for me. I had a copy for myself. In my file, I not only knew what his dreams, desires, goals, and aspirations were, but I had his list. We prioritized the list. And Gary would keep showing up to meetings and keep showing up to meetings and keep showing up to meetings. One time he showed up to a Super Saturday and he had shorts on and his work boots. He loved to fly fish. I said, dude, you are a thorn in my side. I said, would you just put a sport coat on? Would you just show up in a sport coat? So he said, yeah. So the next Super Saturday shows up, work boots, shorts, and a sport coat. I'm like, okay, my fault. I got to be more specific. My fault. So finally, he's done nothing for 5 months, nothing, okay? He has put out a few videos, you know, and I basically said, okay, since I can't get through to you and we're locked and loaded together and you understand what needs to take place, I'm going to start working your list. So that kind of registers with him. So I get a phone call a week later from a guy named Gardy Clausen in Traverse City, Michigan. Gary's on the phone and he said, John, I want you to talk to my friend Gardy. The only reason I didn't tell you about Gardy, he's been bankrupt 5 times. I said, you are such an idiot. You are such a moron. That's the first guy I would have called. Is the bankrupt guy. Why? The guy is an entrepreneur. He wants a vehicle. He wouldn't quit. That's how I see it. And Gary's seeing it as a guy who failed. I see it as a guy who's a winner in life. You know, so he puts me on the phone with Gardy. Gardy tells me a little bit about what he saw. I said, I'll be up there tomorrow. I drove 3 hours, sat down, pulled into his place, and he had heavy equipment everywhere, big caterpillars, cranes, backhoes. And I'm like, holy crap, this guy's got some inventory. You know what I mean? He's got some overhead. I showed him the plan. He came on board for $5,000. Gardy was smart enough to put a video out to one guy in Traverse City, one guy named Mike Duvall. It sat on Mike Duvall's TV for 4 months. In the meantime, Gary Teal and Gardy Clausen didn't do a doggone thing. Nothing else other than bug me. Put this in your notes. But I always gave them this. Number one, reasons to do the business. Number two, I supported them. And number three, I pointed towards systems. If you want to know a wealth building principle, always give people reasons to do the business. My support is a three-way call, a pat on the back, or some form of edification. Even though I was upset with Gary, I always spoke to what his potential was. Does it make sense? I never went by what I saw and how he acted. I went by what the potential was. Does it make sense? I caught my daughter lying to me one time in 10th grade. I never called her mom and I, we never called our daughter a liar. She wasn't a liar. Was she lying to us? Absolutely. Was she going to be held accountable for those choices? Absolutely, and we disciplined hard. But I said, you are a woman of truth, and God has purposed you for amazing things. What you're doing is wrong. You will be disciplined for it, but you are a woman of truth. And what do you think she eventually became? An amazing woman of truth. And Dave, you had a chance to meet her last night and get a sense for an amazing young lady. Had I sat and called her a liar, you're just a liar. Well, you're just a liar. A good chance she could have grown up a liar. I was with Tony Petrillo in Memphis, Tennessee. He got on the elevator, a mom and the little girl sitting right there. She had a bow tie. She had her hair all done. He looked down. He goes, wow. Tony goes, you look beautiful. And she looks up. Well, thank you. She got the biggest smile and just glow. Just unbelievable glow, you know. and Tony, what are you doing today? And his mom looks up and goes, she's shy. And the little girl goes, she was just getting ready to tell Tony what she was going to do for the day. But the mom interrupts it with words of death. Out of the power of the tongue comes life or death. So the mom says she's shy and she goes right back to the... Tony wanted to just wring the mom's neck. You know, and he came out and he shared the story. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? You know, so speak to. I speak to the success that is in every one of you. Every one of you are born to be amazingly successful in free enterprise and entrepreneur. The Lord put entrepreneur in us. He didn't put the mentality of employer-employee in us. Okay? So, back to that story. I get a phone call. My wife gets a phone call in Grand Rapids. I'm on the East Coast from a guy named Mike Duvall. He says, I was smart enough to put our information on all the VHS videos. So on that was mine and my wife's name. Darcy answers the phone. And this guy goes, this is Darcy. My name is Mike Duvall. My wife and I just got done looking at this video. It's been sitting on our TV for about 4 to 5 months. My background is insurance and education. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. We want to come down and meet you right now. This guy is like, he's kind of a power player. So he comes down. My wife has the room set up for a Thursday night presentation. We've got a little office. We've got 30 chairs set up. We're still learning the business. And Mike and Kathy are the only ones that show up in the room. We were taught that whether it's 1 or 1,000, you give the best possible presentation to whether it's 1 or 1,000. My wife got the whiteboard out. We didn't have all of this kind of fancy stuff. And she started doing the presentation. Mike got up afterwards and said, "We're in. I want to meet the president." And he was kind of in her face, you know. My wife's 25 at the time. And she's just like, she calls me that night. She's just like, I didn't know what to do. And it's just like, this guy was just like, no, I'm going to call him. That was rude, you know. So anyhow, long story short, Mike and Kathy come on board. They introduce us to Jerry and Nancy Kropa. Jerry and Nancy introduce us to Artie and Freddie Berlise. And we end up building business in 7 countries from there. Artie owned the smallest a commercial airline in Maastricht, Netherlands. Introduces us to Freddie Berlise, who's in Brussels, Belgium. So we work through. Gary Thiel does nothing. Artie Clausen does nothing. Freddie and I can't remember the Maastricht, Netherlands guy's name. Those two ended up coming on board. We go into Italy, Spain, Germany. Then I end up helping open up Mexico. All through Gary and Gardy, who do absolutely nothing. Why am I sharing this? Because you cannot put a plan of action together. You don't know who is going to lead you to a Chris Hughes. You have to do the thing to have the power, see the people, tell the story. Make sense? I pulled into our television communications complex in Las Colinas when we launched the People's Network, the television network. My wife and I pulled in. We were going to be meeting with the executive management team at the time. This limo pulls up. I see out of the back of the car Les Brown and Gladys Knight. Les Brown and Gladys were on our team. Okay, that's a whole other story for another time. But Super Bowl weekend, I did in Las Vegas, probably 18 years ago, I did a presentation for Gladys Knight. At that time, her and Les were dating. Gladys came on board. She'd never had residual income. Started with Motown when she was 6 years of age. All the black artists got screwed by Motown. I didn't know that. When she heard residual, she got all excited. Her and Les come on board. I taught Les and Gladys the value of all-out massive action. So they ran an ad in Black Enterprise. My wife and I wrote the ad for them. So they're getting out of the limo. And I'm like, hey, there's Les and Gladys. And then I see two other sharp black people get out of that limo. I go, Gladys, Les. They give us a big hug, and we're sitting there, and Les and Gladys go, hey, we want to introduce you to Bill and Annette Hamilton. Some of you have no idea who Bill and Annette is. I can tell by the look on your face. Bill and Annette are millionaire club members on our team, amazing executive directors, six-figure ring earners that have created numerous six-figure ring earners. And Bill and Annette have become just amazing friends of Darcy and I for now 17 years. All because we worked with Les and Gladys and taught them warm market, cold market, and on-the-street cold market. And that's my introduction to Bill and Annette through Les and Gladys. Now, could I have put that in my business plan, Chris? No way. The only thing I could put in my business plan was see the people and tell the story. Hey, John, will you come out and do a meeting for Gladys Knight? No, I'm scared. Before he even got out, I said, yeah, I'll be there. I was nervous walking into the MGM, going up to the penthouse suite where Gladys Knight was performing at the MGM. I walked into this $3,000 a night penthouse suite, and it was introduced to the amazing Gladys Knight. I did the presentation at the boardroom table in the penthouse. She goes, will you come back tomorrow for the pips? I'm like, I assume that's your brother and sister. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all aren't still together. She goes, no, it's just me. My family's too much trouble. So I came back the next day, did another presentation for the whole family. You can't put it in your business plan, folks. I'm sharing my story because that's your story. See the people and tell the story, and it's going to be, bear with me, deadbeat, 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 bam, and I come across a winner. And not that they're really deadbeats, but we know that a lot of people, you know, will work harder for someone else than they will for their own selves. Make sense? I stick to it, and I move through the process, and I eventually find Deanne Foster, Group VP. and I hit a home run. So understand, you can't go by what you see. You just continue to commit to the very basics. Make sense? All right. Okay, goodness. Focus. Keep the main thing the main thing. Everybody read that bottom part? Let's like do it like we got some energy to it, like we believe it. One more time. See the people? All right. It's just that simple. Keep the main thing the main thing. You know, don't overthink this thing. I'm not going to get into this. This is our consumer folder. This is what I personally use as I simplified the flip book. All this is for us to walk through the membership. Okay? Here is our training process. Tell me, show me, let me, and grow me. When Mike comes on board, so Mike, I need your help. Do you know anybody that might like to make an extra, you know, $500 to $1,000 a month? Do you know anybody that's dissatisfied? And you said to me?
Yeah, me.
Fantastic. I'd love the opportunity to work with you.
Okay.
So we go through the game plan interview. I do the treasure hunting to determine his dreams, his desires, his goals, his aspirations. Three things I'm looking for when I recruit somebody: burning desire, willingness to work, and teachable. That's it. Three things I'm looking for: burning desire, willingness to work, and teachable. So before he ever signs an application, I treasure hunt. I ask questions. The most important commodity I got is time. And I'll be darned if I'm going to invest my time and find out that Mike flakes on me in 6 months. So I interview him more than he interviews me. Please write this down. I am not trying to make this business right for you. I am trying to find everybody who might be right for our business. Put that mindset in your head and personalize that. I'm not trying to make this business right for Mike. I'm trying to find everybody who might be right for the business. See how that mindset works? A lot of people are trying to make this business right for everybody. The reality of what we've got is that our product is for everybody. Our opportunity is not. But I introduce this opportunity to everybody. Make sense? Because even though it's not right for him, or I don't care what his opinion is or what her thoughts are on the legal services or identity theft industry, I am building in Salt Lake City. I'm building with or without Mike. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Position of strength and kind of an attitude and a posture. Make sense? Well, I've heard about that thing. My aunt tried it. It didn't work. I don't care about your aunt or you. It does work. It's worked for us for 15 years. Who do you know? Go back to the default. Default back to the basics. Well, she said she never got. No, who do you know? Who do you know? We're 40 years in business. 1.5 million satisfied. Something's working. Who do you know? Okay, well, I got a coach friend who wants to make some extra money. Fantastic! You see what I'm saying? So now he's on board. Fair? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell Mike how our business works. I'm going to bring him into the philosophies of how our business works. Then I'm going to show him how it works. You will never find people, especially direct to me, that are like OD or Scotty per se. When they step up to book a presentation, bam, 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 they're sharp, they're strong, and they come out. I'm not saying you guys aren't strong. I'm saying that the majority of us sponsor somebody and never show them how the business works. I role play how we work the warm market to book presentations. Okay? So we put the list together, and I'm like, how do you know Clancy, Leroy? So it's like this. Hey, Clancy, it's John. How are you? Good. Clancy, hey, the reason I'm calling, I'm not sure if you heard, I recently came on board with an international company. We're expanding in the Salt Lake City area, and I need your help. Could I buy you a cup of coffee at Starbucks tomorrow? I want to show you what we're doing. You might know the types of people we're looking for. Could you help me out?
Sure.
Great. I didn't ask her to buy, join, or sell. I asked her for help. Hey, Leroy, it's John. How you doing? Good, good, good. Listen, I want to get caught up on the family. The reason I'm calling is business related. I just came on board with an international company. Don't know if you heard about it. Experienced phenomenal growth, having the time of my life. I need your help. I want to run the business by you to let you see what we're doing. You might know the types people are looking for. Could you help me out? Great. So I'm role-playing with Mike, his list. I'm role-playing his list, role-playing his list, role-playing his list. Now it's his turn to role-play back to me. Now you do what I just did. Call Clancy. Now we're just doing this in person. We're not calling Clancy. We're not calling Leroy yet. I'm Clancy. Call me. Hello.
Hey. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick call. I just started working with a really company that's expanding really rapidly here in the area. Pretty excited about it. I just wanted to run something by you. You might be able to help me out.
Okay, good. Okay, good. First, okay, yeah, give him a hand. Wasn't too bad. On a 1 to 10, give it a 7. Now, we're going to do it again. I'm Leroy, now call me. Now watch. In this whole plan to review, as we're role-playing, I'm here as his coach. I'm able to refine. We're looking for a few people out. I need your help. People in real estate have proven very successful in what we do. It's probably not for you, but you might know some dissatisfied folks. You might know the types of people we're looking for. Okay? Well, I guess we won't leave that, but I'm just going to refine in advance a little bit. Make sense? So now we're going to do it the second time. It goes from a 6 to a 7. The third time, it goes from a 7 to an 8. The fourth time, it goes from an 8 to a 9. The fifth time, it goes from to a 10. I'm like, you're ready, dude. You're ready. Tell me, show me. Now, I let him. Okay? So on Sunday night, I'm going to call you and I'm going to say, Mike, I need to know who we've got presentations with tomorrow. You're going to say, John, I have a 9 and I have a 1. I say, at 9:30, you call me, and at 1:30, you call me. Okay? Because I grow me simply means coach and mentor. Okay? So at 9:30, he calls me. Please put this in your notes. Celebrate small wins. I love what these guys are doing up here. They're celebrating Performance Club. They're celebrating Fast Start. I say take it a step further. Celebrate the first time they go out and do the presentation. Celebrate Sunday night when they treat Sunday night as platinum night and they work the phones to book presentations. Sunday night has always been platinum night for me because I can do more in 3 hours than I can all week in setting appointments. People are home. They're not excited about going to work. And I can set my appointments for the whole week, basically Sunday evening. Okay? So, you call me at 9:30. I'm like, Mike, I'm so proud of you. You're out there. You're in the marketplace. You're making it happen. Tell me how it went. John, everything went pretty good. And Clancy just said she needs to think about it. I'm like, fine. How did you handle it when she said she needs to think about it? Plan, do, review. Coach and mentor. And I'm like, okay, great. Here's Mike, how I would handle that if it comes up again. Let's go back to asking some questions. You know, Clancy, what did you need to think about? Is there any reason we can't get started? Did you do the trial close? John, everything was going good. I forgot the trial close. No problem. So at 1 o'clock, he goes to his next presentation. He calls me at 1:30. Hey, I'm so proud of you, dude. Way to go, man. You're out in the marketplace. You're making it happen. If you're seeing the people, you're telling the story. This is great. How did it go? Well, they got the $17 plan. I'm like, I'm so proud of you, man. And I'm through the phone. He can sense my excitement. And I'm like, well, what happened with identity theft? He goes, I was so excited about the $17 plan that I forgot identity theft. I'm like, that's no problem. Okay? Wednesday, he's got 2 more appointments. Wednesday morning, he calls me at 10:30. His appointment was at 10. I only give him a half an hour. You only have a half an hour to do the deal. You're not going to get in there and have diarrhea of the mouth. You know, write this down. Pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. Another wealth-building principle. Pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. Pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. Pick it up, talk it up. Well, hey, Mike, Starbucks tomorrow at 9? Well, John, tell me a little bit more about it. You know, Mike, what would take me 45 minutes to an hour to do on the phone, we can do in 15 minutes tomorrow. Would 9 or would 10 be better? Well, what is it? Well, like I said, you know, Mike, it just take me 45 minutes and I'll get into the details tomorrow. Would 9 or 10 be better? Pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. Pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. Okay? So we have the plan to review. Tell me, show me, let me, grow me. That's our coaching and mentoring system. It doesn't have to get any more difficult than that. When Jeff Roberti called me 23 years ago, as I shared a minute ago, all he wanted to know was this. John, who did you talk to? Who do you need me to talk to? And who are you going to talk to tomorrow? That's all he wanted to know. If I wasn't seeing the people and telling the story, that $75 million man, $300,000 a month guy would have nothing to do with me. But if I was seeing the people telling the story and putting him on 3-way calls, we were working. Cool? This is our phone call. This is our tracking sheet for our phone calls. Mike is responsible to get this to me, not because I'm a micromanager, but if I can't take a snapshot of his business, I can't help him. I need to see that he's committed to the basics. The only reason any of you quit is because you don't have enough activity. Can I just be brutally honest? Any reason anybody on your team quits is because they're just not doing the deal. They're just not seeing the people telling the story. This is my contact list. Customer name and information, sales process checklist. This is our tracking form, one of the most important forms you can have. Patrick Shaw is on my team. 15 years ago, he called me. He was yelling through the phone. He was basically being a jerk, saying, John, this business doesn't work. I've seen everybody in Colorado. It doesn't work. Things aren't working. Wah, 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 wah. I said, time out, dude. Time out. I said, I want to hear your whole story. But before you go any further as to why it doesn't work, send me your tracking form. He goes, okay. He hangs up. 2 weeks go by. Patrick calls. I'm like, hey, man, how are you? We're good friends, you know, at the time. But it was more of a mentoring and coaching time. And I'm like, dude, I've been by this fax machine for 2 weeks. Where's your form? Oh, shut up, man. You know. And I'm like, I do know. And he goes, I had to have self-reflection, and I realized I was probably talking to 5 people 10 times each, and I really had no activity. This is what held him accountable to the process. When you put someone in your pipeline, you put their name and their phone number, and then you put a date in what actually happened. Was it an intro call? Was it a DVD? Was it a website, a three-way, a Sunday conference call? If I'm working with Ryan, at the end of the week, I know his daily method of operation is 5 a day. At the end of the week, he sends me his tracking form with 25 people in it. I can take a 30-second snapshot of Ryan's business, and I can see immediately that he hasn't done a three-way call. I know that my leadership has not explained how valuable a three-way call is. I take responsibility and say, look, good job. We've got people in the pipeline, but we've got no three-way calls. Let me reemphasize the value of a three-way, okay? So we get back into that. Or I can take a look at Ryan's tracking form and I see that his exposures are more than 72 hours apart. I realize he needs to understand the value of follow-up. A tracking form is the only way I can take a snapshot of my team's business where I can help them. If I can't take a snapshot, about 3-4 minutes, is that what I got? If I can't take a snapshot, I can't help you. Imagine me calling Chris and saying, Chris, you know what? I've been doing this business for 2 months, and it just doesn't work. Everything you told me is a bunch of crap. I've talked to everybody in Utah. I talked to all 4 million people. Have you all heard it? So Chris says, well, John, let's get together. Let me try to figure out what's happening. And because, and I'm not, I know Chris better than this. I know he has systems in place. But let's just say that Chris isn't using something like this. So Chris sits down with me. He and I are 2 hours with a 5,000-piece puzzle putting the puzzle together. Chris is trying to figure out where he can help me. And before long, he starts buying my story that I may be talking to everybody. When in essence, because we don't have tracking forms, I haven't talked but to 5 people 100 times each. But if he has a tracking form on me, he doesn't spend 2 hours in a bitch session. And we look at the tracking form and he can say in 30 seconds, John, okay, you've got activity, but I can see that you're not understanding the value of follow-up. He immediately knows how to help me with follow-up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Shoot, I've said damn and I just said that word. Okay. But, guys, this is just the little things that will absolutely rock your business. Okay? The tracking form. Here's my referral form. When I sit down with Mike, I go, Mike, who do you love and care about and would never like to see be abused by the system with identity theft? Well, here's my mom, my sister, my brother just started a company, and bingo, my referrals. So right there, I carry that with me. Okay? Does your part-time job offer you outrageous pay? Oh, why not? Let me ask you all a question. Why not complement your warm market recruiting with a little cold market activity and on the street? You think that flyer could sit pretty good? How many calls do you think you could get from BYU students? Why not launch a college intern program like we do? Imagine 100 college interns marketing 30 memberships a summer. Wow. Wow. Well, no, John, I think they should do Cutco. Serious? Really? If they can do Cutco, you think they can do Legal Shield? Oh, my gosh. Okay. You're now ready to soar, basically. So, you know, I wish I had more time, you know, and y'all are an amazing group. I hope you're able to pull a few aha moments out of some of that. You can go to the Shield Nation site, and under resources, you can pull down and get the How to Market a Membership script. You can get the help script. You can get the tracking forms off of there, so you can pull that stuff off for yourself. Again, with all due respect, I'm not promoting our team site. I'm simply promoting you the opportunity to grab this stuff because I saw a lot of you writing. And I saw a lot of people interested in taking their business to the next level. Every one of you are going to. And I tell you, you couldn't be in a better place at a better time. I'll just leave you with this. Let me just leave you with this one thing. And it's called Time and Friends. All right? So imagine there's a bank that credits your account each morning with $86,400. It carries over no balance from day to day. Every evening deletes whatever part of the balance you failed to use during the day. What would you do? You'd spend it all, wouldn't you? You'd draw out every cent, of course. Each of us has such a bank. Its name is time. Each morning it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night it writes off as lost whatever of it you failed to invest to good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day it opens a new account for you. Each night it burns the remains of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposit, the loss is yours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against the tomorrow. You must live in the present on today's deposits. Invest it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. Make the most of today. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed the train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. And to realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal in the Olympics. Treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special, special enough to spend your time. And remember this, time waits for no one. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Every one of you are participating in a company that has already proven in respect to what the past has offered what is potentially possible for the future. I know of no company delivering on financial independence and time freedom like Legal Shield. It's your vehicle. It's your opportunity. It's your time. Only you can control your hours, your activity, and your attitude. I look forward to seeing every one of you in Oklahoma City. And a really big thanks to Chris and Dave and the leadership for inviting me to spend time with an amazing group. God bless every one of you.
I don't know about you guys, but and this is no disrespect to any of the guests that we've had here for years, but I took more notes on today's Super Saturday guest than I have in years. Really, honestly, more notes. And so maybe it's just that those were the puzzle pieces that I needed more than other people, but were maybe the missing links. I go, this is what I need to get that 250 ring and dig at the 500 ring and stuff. I know it's going to make a big difference in everyone's business that paid attention today. And I'm sure if you're like me, a lot of us have a list of many people on our team that we go, oh, if they were here today, oh, I got five people that are complaining that their business ain't working, but if they were sitting here today, would they be complaining 5 months, 6 months, a year from now? If they just applied what they learned today, and I can tell you right now, if they just apply what we learned today, they wouldn't. Their business, again, would absolutely take off. We wanted to take Mr. Hoffman out snowmobiling. We weren't able to. But what we have for him to go home, a nice coffee table book of many of the cool places here in Utah. We got a lot of national parks, a lot of now, and he has an open invitation in September. Third week of September is our leaders four-wheeling trip. So, you know, we have Mr. Schieber, Mr. Burns, Mr. Hughes, all of us. We go four-wheeling on the third week of September. And you have an open invitation to come back out here. In fact, you can just bring your plane and fly us down to southern Utah so that we don't have to waste our gas money and drive there. Mark, will you drive our four-wheeler still? Baby, and you're driving our four-wheelers down there. We're flying with Mr. Hoffman. But third week of September, it'll be an absolute blast. And then with four-wheel during the week, and maybe we can talk to me to hanging around on the weekend and doing another Super Saturday for us. But in the meantime, there's a lot of memories to show your kids and Darcy of all the beauty. Now, can you imagine driving your four-wheeler up there in some of these places, finding these old... Look at that four-wheeling trail right there. Can you imagine? It looks like the Grand Canyon right there. You know, taking your four-wheeler around, finding the petroglyphs that the Indians carved out hundreds, sometimes thousands of years ago, sandstones and stuff like that. Look at this.
I told you I was in God's country.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Who knows? That could be 3,000 years old right there. You know, you just never know. But we go find these places. We go sightseeing all these places and stuff. So you're going to get to take this book home to remind you that you're coming back. And... also, some of them have already put some kind words in here about you coming out and sharing things with us. If you haven't had a chance to share your thoughts of him coming here and spending his time with us before he leaves today, we'll leave this up here. You can come up here, quickly put a quick message in here to Mr. Hoffman to take home in his time capsule that will stay in his house.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I would ask this on your comments, if there's something that you like today, when you're on the Shield Nation site, just post a comment. In respect to just this weekend. You know, that would be great, and I'd sure appreciate, you know, just having that on the site. So,
awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
I appreciate everything.
Thank you. Give them another round, guys. Okay. Man, every month, just, you know, you just go, oh, I'm so glad I didn't miss today. You guys realize that right now is the West Coast Conference basketball tournament. Y'all know I'm a diehard BYU Cougar fan. And they're playing, and my buddies and I had it blocked out. To be in Vegas this weekend for the basketball tournament because Mr. Hoffman was coming in. I was like, guys, you guys are going to have to go without me. I'm going to be here for this Super Saturday, and I'm so glad that I did because BYU lost last night. So anyhow, so glad that I stayed here. Anyhow, next month, you guys, April 20th. Now, here's why this is significant. This is going to be the weekend after Oklahoma City. Last night, the reason why we did not go snowmobiling, even though we had them all lined up, Miss Deanne Foster, did we have all the snowmobiles ready, warmed up, ready to go? Everything. I'm not trying to make you feel any more guilty right now, bud. But Mr. Hoffman had a very important call with Rip Mace and Alan Fernley and some of the corporate leaders about Oklahoma City. Last night, for those of you that joined us for dinner, he shared some of those things about Oklahoma City. Mr. Chris Hughes and I have been emailing back and forth with some of the leaders. And here's one thing that Alan Fernley told me in an email that he sent me. He said, what you're going to see in Oklahoma City will not only revolutionize what's happened in Legal Shield over 40 years, it will revolutionize the entire industry and be copied by other people as best as they can. It is going to be a game-changing event. He goes, I have shared it with one person, and it's not Rip Mason. He goes, what we're going to do, I've only shared with Darnell Self simply to get the feedback from what the field would say. And Darnell said, game over. That was his reply. I got goosebumps when I heard that from Alan. I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, it is by far the most critical event in the history of this company. Dave, don't miss it. Be there. Now, we're going to come out of that event with our hair on fire, for those of us who still have a little bit. I see Mr. Hughes is growing his back just for that event. And it is going to be absolutely amazing, the energy and the momentum coming out of that event. You're not going to want to miss what happens in the preceding week. So we have the week after convention, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, coming here to do our event, Super Saturday. And I'll tell you, you know, here's a guy that went from literally minimum wage delivering pizzas for Pizza Hut to a 250 ring earner, incredible lifestyle that's going to be, again, not only sharing how he did it, but pearls of wisdom that we can take notes on and grow our business. I loved what Mr. Hughes said the other day, saying, hey, look, for years I've been enjoying retirement. I've been enjoying just kind of playing, making great income, but just being a dad. But because of what Rip and Alan have been sharing with him, it's coming down the pipe. He said, that's why I'm out of retirement. That's why I'm back in the game. And he goes, and I'm recruiting. And I'm building a team because I know I don't want to be saying 5 years from there, 5 years from now, that I was there but squandered the opportunity. This would be like being one of Bill Gates' good friends and neighbors, being invited over to his house while he's tinkering with software in his garage. And Bill says, you know, I'm looking for a couple business partners. Are you interested in making some extra money? Nah, I've got a job with benefits. I mean, could you imagine having that story for the rest of your life? That you were invited to participate in something that revolutionized an industry, but you turned it down. You guys, 5 years from now, you will have friends and relatives that talk about that story, about you invited them, and they turned it down. It is that big of a deal. So now the question is how much are you going to participate in that growth over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Everyone can get your ticket today, $20 to next month's Super Saturday. We've thrown in a little bit of extra. While supplies last, anyone that gets a ticket today, we're going to give you 20 of anything that's back there on the table, brochures, application-wise. I don't know if you saw the brand new applications that just came out that are Legal Shield. That okay if I show yours? Chris saw them back there on the table, and he goes, hey, before everybody gets their hands on them, can I just take my 20 right now and stuff? But there, you know how all the old applications say prepaid legal on them? All the new applications, it's Legal Shield everything. I love the fact that now we're fully branded with our team, our name, our company, okay? So while supplies last, we got brochures and applications, paperwork and stuff back there. So for every ticket you get, you're going to get 20 of whatever else is there on the table for you to take home, marketing tools, brochures and stuff like that. For those of you that really want to explode your business, you can get 5 today for the price of 4. Not only would you get 20 for each of those tickets, but I'll double it again while supplies last. So instead of 100 brochures, applications, stuff like that, you get 200. So you can leave here fully stocked, loaded for bear, to take part of the harvest that's going to happen as we come out of Oklahoma City. Ladies and gentlemen, your supplies are available at the back table, but tickets are available out in the foyer. Grab your tickets today, and we'll see you all next month on the 20th.